Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Dominic Aversa. He's a turnaround expert, speaker, and author. Dominic, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, Christopher. Glad to be here.
So on your LinkedIn profile, it says that you have worked with more than 200 clients in 45 different industries. You've done this for 20 plus years. That's a lot of experience. And you talked about death and how a lot of companies, we talk about success stories, but you want to focus more on the turnaround or turnaround expert. So first of all, why did you choose that angle of helping people with their businesses?
Well, because I just felt that there was in the marketplace, there's many books on success and success blueprints. And I personally, starting as an entrepreneur with my first company, I was 23 years old. I had no money, no business education. I had never taken accounting or finance course. I was a child care worker in Canada and started a business in the Soviet Union. So I had everything stacked against me and I didn't know a thing. And I kept making mistakes, and I had no one to talk to because no one in my family had been in business. None of my friends were in business. Everybody were poor immigrants. And so I write myself notes, literally, you know, March, 1992, don't do this again. And I kept doing that. I had a little journal. I kept writing notes to myself every time I screwed up, hoping not to make that mistake again. And I compiled, you know, three books over 20 years. And that was the basis for my book, Corporate Undertaker. But what I wanted to share with people is so many companies die, especially small businesses. And so many of them die within the first 10 years. I think the number is something like 70% in the United States. And I wanted to share with people is that you don't have to die. Companies don't have to die. There's many things you can learn from bad habits of others to avoid dying. Just like, you know, not smoking, not drinking, not eating, you know, lousy food. It's the same type of methodology. I wanted to show people that, look, it doesn't have to be as hard as everyone makes it out to be. It's still going to be a challenge no matter what you try, but there's ways you can avoid making the mistakes, or if you face significant adversity or crisis, there's things that you can do to get through it and still be alive, not only to yourself, but your company.
Yeah, that's perfect. So before we get into that, I'm curious, what business did you end up creating when you were younger in Russia?
My first business was, I was exporting food, beer, and beer, meat, and cheese. Everywhere. It was 1990. I went to school in the Soviet Union for the summer of 1991. 1992, there was those long bread lines. And so I really didn't know what to do. And everyone I spoke to said, do what you know. I had been in university for 7 years. And the only thing I knew was beer and pizza. And so I started exporting beer, meat, and cheese. We did very well. I had two partners based in Moscow. The second company was a finance company, which eventually became a small commercial bank. And the third company was a commercial real estate development company. And that was before the age of 25.
Phenomenal. And what did you notice when you started writing all these notes to yourself saying, don't do this, don't do that? Was there a certain theme or a pattern? Because so much of life is about pattern disrupts.
I didn't notice the pattern until years later. I was moving too fast. And when I moved fast, I read the room very quickly, and I was very optimistic, and I had a lot of moxie, and I was young. And what I did is I believed in the good in people, and I didn't pay attention enough to details. So they would trip me up later.
But you mentioned you wrote a lot of this stuff out, right? So for years, yes. you literally put like post-it notes, you had a journal or?
It was the little black book. I still have them. I used to keep them by my bedstand and try to repeat them. And I didn't think I'd make that many mistakes, but there's, you know, 50 lessons in the book, and there's probably another, you know, 75, you know, little anecdotes or notes to myself in the journals.
Yeah. Well, just so you know, I mean, all of us make mistakes, as you know, but like, let's say Ray Dalio, one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world, largest hedge fund in the world, he's a billionaire. He has like 200 plus principles. So essentially he has 200 plus mistakes. So all of us have gone through things. And I love how you wrote this stuff out and you still have that and you kept that because that's like real memory. So what are some of the, you just talked before about preventable. In the US, you have over 400,000 people a year that die from preventable disease with just smoking. So in your analogy to that, what are some, what's the one or two most preventable things that business owners can prevent their death in business?
Number one problem that causes companies to fail is that they grow too fast. Most people think that recessions cause companies to fail, whereas the recessions just surface the problems. When companies are growing too quickly, you just like I did when I was younger, I moved too fast. You may hire the wrong person or wrong people. You may expand into the wrong markets. You may take on too much debt. You will go into areas where you really don't understand that customer as well as you should. And so all of these things, you may not make one monumental mistake, but there'll be, you know, death by a thousand cuts. Yeah. And so it's difficult for entrepreneurs because you get excited. People love your product, your service, and you start growing. And then you work hard and you want to do more of it. You make money. And what happens is it starts with the employees. And often business people or entrepreneurs haven't actually gone to business school, or they don't know exactly who to hire. What would be an effective manager? We have a tendency to hire people that are similar to us. And it seems like you may know what you're talking about or what would make an effective manager or customer service person, et cetera, but we don't. So the one thing that I caution many young companies, I've advised a lot of startups here in Southern California, is just slow down. Slow down and try to control the debt that you take on and be very thoughtful and seek advice from older experienced managers and people who've grown companies to try to inform you. It's okay. We have a friend on the podcast with us.
Yes, we do. So my final question is, what do you encourage people that are not growing fast and they can't even get past the 6 or 7 figure mark?
What do I encourage them to do?
Yes.
Well, first, if they're profitable. I mean, if you can't get past, if you're not profitable, then you're either doing something improper in your business or you're in the wrong business. It depends on the industry. If you're in an industry where it's doing very well, but you are maxed out and you can't get past a certain point, again, seek advice from someone who's more experienced to actually get in there and find out is there an actual roadblock, or is this as far as your product or service will go?
Great advice, Dominic. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch with you?
You can reach me at corporateundertaker.com. There's all of my social media links are in there, or you can email directly through there as well.
Great, Dominic. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.